evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here with you tonight, this Friday evening, November 16th, coming to you from a very cold, damp, and gloomy Washington, D.C. I hope the weather is better wherever you are listening to this program tonight. Just a few things to chatter about this evening at this end, folks, and then we will go to some calls later on here in the hour. I rattled through the papers and some magazines this afternoon, and as you know, they always seem to stimulate me into a bit of chatter, and that's what I'm going to do here this evening. I don't know where to begin. There's nothing in particular of any consequence, although I would like to comment on a caller we had last evening, Jack from Canada. Jack called in. He didn't like the German SS. Jack said he was a gentleman of Polish background, and of course the Polish people were kind of caught in the middle between the Russians and the Germans during World War II. And, you know, Poland has often had that problem. Poland has been one of those countries that keeps getting conquered and divided up. And of course, after World War II, they were dominated by the Soviet Jewish Bolshevik regime. They had a Jewish communist regime in Poland after World War II. So in any case, I can understand where Jack was coming from. And, of course, the situation in Poland was a very interesting situation in and of itself, because I was just reading a book by Dr. Friedlander, who is one of the experts on the quote-unquote Holocaust, and it's very interesting that Dr. Friedlander points out that in his book, and I wish I had it handy here, he's written a series of books on the Holocaust. He's an official Holocaust historian from the establishment. And I have quoted from him here before, but he said in his book that the Polish people during World War II had a very anomalous and difficult quandary dealing with the Germans, the German Nazis and the SS and the German troops, because on the one hand, while they didn't like the Germans in their country, on the other hand, they agreed with the German position vis-a-vis organized Jewish power in Europe. And in fact, that's what I found in the writings of Dr. Friedlander, that in so many of the countries of Europe where the Germans came in during the course of the war, not always necessarily as an attempted imperial occupation, but simply, you know, fighting the war against the Jewish commissars who were running the Soviet troops on the Eastern Front, you found so many diverse ethnic populations of Europe of all creeds, although they didn't necessarily like the German presence in their country, valuing their own national sovereignty and borders, they nonetheless agreed with the position enunciated by the German leader at the time, Adolf Hitler, who basically was expressing the theme that there was just too much Jewish power, not only in Germany, but throughout Europe and the entire world. So it's kind of interesting that there is that phenomenon. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, Hitler's in the news every day, as you know, folks. So it's almost impossible for this program not to comment on Adolf Hitler, because he is so much in the news all the time. Hardly can you open up a newspaper or magazine without reading something about Adolf Hitler or something about the Nazis. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I just picked up a newspaper here the other day and saw this article comparing the so-called Islamo-fascist to Adolf Hitler. Well, more about that when we come back. You know, the hypocrisy of these Jewish writers that we have expressing opinions just continues to amaze me. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, taking you into the real world, where you hear the truth about what the lies and the prevarications and all the ranting and raving in the establishment media really means. This is like your alternative world to the phony world in which you were immersed daily by the mass media in America, in which the major players are the President of the United States, the leader of Iran, and Adolf Hitler. Wouldn't you think so, folks? You really would think that Adolf Hitler was still alive. I mean, even in the Patriot movement, ladies and gentlemen, if they want to conjure up a bad guy, it's Adolf Hitler. It's not Joseph Stalin. It's Adolf Hitler, because as you know, if you listen to the mass media, the major broadcast media, the very worst person ever to live in the entire history of this planet was Adolf Hitler. Now, this is what always amazes me, folks. You know, I heard recently someone refer to, for example. I was described as having a pro-Hitler agenda, and a magazine that I contribute to, the Barnes Review, it's been called pro-Hitler. On the internet, someone said the Barnes Review was pro-Hitler because the Barnes Review had an article saying that Adolf Hitler should have won the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, though, I'll tell you the really funny part about that, ladies and gentlemen. Someone once did propose Adolf Hitler for the Nobel Peace Prize, in all seriousness. And you know who it was? A lady by the name of Gertrude Stein. Now, if you the listener happened to be a lesbian or a feminist, you probably know precisely who Gertrude Stein is, because Gertrude Stein is an icon of the feminist and lesbian movements. Gertrude Stein and her famous girlfriend, Alice B. Toklas, are iconic figures in feminist history, lesbian history, even to a certain extent in literary history. Alice B. Toklas and Gertrude Stein. Well, Gertrude Stein was a Jewish-American lesbian feminist writer of some renown. And yes, she once proposed Adolf Hitler for the Nobel Peace Prize because she recognized, as an honest human being, who also happened to be a lesbian and a feminist and a liberal and a writer and probably a lot of other things, she recognized that, well, let's just put it this way, that Hitler had in fact made moves toward peace in Europe, and she recognized that, and she referred to it. And the way I found out about it was it appeared in a newspaper called The Forward, one of the most distinguished Jewish newspapers in America. The news, when it came out that Gertrude Stein had proposed Adolf Hitler for the Nobel Peace Prize, sent shockwaves through all sorts of places. All sorts of people were shocked by that. But the fact is, she did. And it's kind of funny, you know, there's a lesbian democratic club here in Washington, D.C., called the Gertrude Stein Democratic Club. To the best of my knowledge, they have not yet changed the name of the club, even despite the revelation that their icon, Gertrude Stein, a Jewish liberal feminist lesbian literary figure, called for the Nobel Peace Prize for Adolf Hitler. Interesting. But anyway, as I say, and that's just a little news note that bears repeating time and time again, just to remind you that things are not always as they seem. But in any case, Adolf Hitler in the news. He is constantly in the news today because the Muslims are being constantly linked to the era of Hitler, and we're constantly reminded even that the good guy in Palestine, the current prime minister who is at war with Hamas, he has even been called a Holocaust denier. Not because he particularly denied the Holocaust, but because he violated one of the official rules about discussing the Holocaust. And one of those rules is that you're not allowed to mention that for a certain period, the Nazi government of Adolf Hitler had a loose collaboration with some elements of the Zionist movement in an attempt to get Jews out of Germany and into Palestine. This fact of history has been overly denied by the Jews and Jewish historians, and it's been overly stated by people who are anti-Zionist or who want to mask their anti-Semitism in the guise of simply saying, oh, I'm anti-Zionist because I don't like Adolf Hitler and he was a Zionist who collaborated with the Zionists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you follow that sometimes illogical and sometimes difficult to follow thinking. But in any case, we do have this situation where Hitler is constantly being connected to the so-called Islamo-fascists. And recently, and part of the reason why you see this constant refrain is because a lot of the propaganda against the Muslims is coming out of Israel and Israeli-connected elements such as the Middle East Media Research Institute, which is has connections to former Mossad figures and figures in the neoconservative movement, and they generate a lot of this propaganda that is picked up by sources and repeated time and again. And one of the things we've been hearing about is that Adolf Hitler used to dream about launching an attack on New York City and knocking down its skyscrapers and seeing as Adolf Hitler's associate Albert Speer described it, a hurricane of fire. And they're saying, well, now the Muslims finally accomplished what Adolf Hitler wanted to do. Funny thing is, folks, the first real hurricane of fire took place in Dresden, Germany, courtesy of British bombers who destroyed that civilian city. Of course, they lie, these Holocaust deniers, those who deny that there was a Holocaust in Dresden. Most serious, honest people say there may have been upwards of 300,000 who died there, but these Jewish deniers of the Holocaust in Dresden try to play down the numbers. But yes, it was Winston Churchill who orchestrated the first great Holocaust, the first true Holocaust of the 20th century, the hurricane of fire that swept through Dresden, Germany. And then let's be honest about it, folks. You know, and my father, of course, was a Marine in the Pacific in World War II. I'm here to tell you that it was a hurricane of fire that came across the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki during World War II. They were real Holocausts. They were hurricanes of fire. Now, the argument can be made, and it has been made by some people, that if the United States would not have launched those nuclear attacks on Japan, that, well, there'd have been an American invasion and many, many Americans would have died. And guess what? Maybe my father would have been one of them. And maybe I wouldn't be here today to talk about it. So I have covered that aspect of it for those of you who want to argue that point. But needless to say, what happened at Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that was a hurricane of fire. It was a hurricane of fire in Dresden. So there have been all sorts of Holocausts that had nothing to do with our favorite Holocaust that we hear about day in, day out, linked to the name of Adolf Hitler. And again, you know, it's interesting that, as I say, coming full circle here, we heard from Jack last night. He was not particularly concerned about Anne Frank and whether she was actually effectively murdered by the Nazis or murdered by the Americans and the British. He had his own parochial interest in the matter, being of Polish descent, and he didn't like the Germans. I got an interesting email from somebody today who pointed out, however, that there has been a long-standing enmity between the Poles and the Germans anyway. But, you know, it's funny, I have an aunt who is of Polish descent, and I do have to say, quite frankly, that she was always rather, let's put it this way, she seemed to share Adolf Hitler's view of the Jews, even though she may not have been particularly enamored of the fact that German troops came into Poland during World War II. But I'll tell you what, you know, that's the funny thing, and here we are all these years later still fighting and talking about World War II, and we find so many people tripping over themselves to deny that they are associated with Adolf Hitler or that they're pro-Hitler or, you know, they're just anti-Hitler. You know, frankly, folks, I have to be honest here. I am so tired of seeing videotapes by patriots and hearing commentary by patriots who are constantly hearkening back to Adolf Hitler. It's getting a little boring. Constant refrain about Hitler comparing things today being carried out in this country and comparing it to Adolf Hitler. It's a little boring. It's a little boring. Well, I'm going to try to change the mode here because, like I say, talking about Hitler does tend to get a little boring. Although it's kind of interesting, a globe once belonging to Adolf Hitler just sold at auction for $100,000. Experts said the item would only bring $15,000 to $20,000. Well, I find it very interesting. The gentleman who bought the globe, his last name is Pritikin. That has always been a Jewish name, so it looks like a Jewish gentleman bought Hitler's globe for $100,000. Interesting. Well, we are going to the break. When we come back, a little further discussion, some news about Ron Paul. Stay tuned, folks. If you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have some callers lining up, and I'm going to try to get around to them after I run through a number of items here that grab my attention. First of all, maybe you've heard the news. Barry Goldwater Jr., son of the famed former Republican presidential candidate, the founder, the godfather, the first ever big name of so-called modern Republican conservatism, the man they say laid the groundwork for Ronald Reagan and the revival of the conservative movement in America, very highly regarded United States Senator, outspoken anti-communist, Barry Goldwater Sr. Well, his son, Barry Goldwater Jr., has endorsed Ron Paul for president. Now, Barry Goldwater Sr. and Barry Goldwater Jr. are not without their warts. But it is kind of interesting to see that the son of such a famed Republican icon would endorse Ron Paul when we are so constantly told by the mass media in America that Ron Paul is so out of the mainstream. No, the fact is, Ron Paul is in the old-fashioned traditional Republican mainstream. You may not agree with Ron Paul's positions on all the issues. I certainly don't. I had some critiques of Ron Paul's positions vis-a-vis Israel last night here in this program. So no one can say I'm this fantastic cheerleader for Ron Paul, but needless to say, I think it's darned interesting that Ron Paul has received such a significant endorsement from someone who grew up in a traditional Republican conservative family. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that didn't like the elder Barry Goldwater. A lot of people didn't like him because he was part Jewish. A lot of people didn't like Barry Goldwater Sr. because he had ties to organized crime. A lot of people didn't like Barry Goldwater because he voted against civil rights bills. A lot of people didn't like Barry Goldwater because he said he'd like to kick Jerry Falwell in the rear end. I mean, you know, lots and lots of things. I wouldn't put too much, I wouldn't try to overanalyze the fact that Junior Goldwater has endorsed Ron Paul, but I think it's significant because it does just lay out the fact that Ron Paul, for traditional Republicans, Ron Paul is the real thing, and the rest of them are a bunch of frauds and phonies and all sorts of other things that I can't even say on the air. And speaking of the Republican and Democratic presidential candidates, there's a piece by two Jewish writers in the New York Times today, David Brooks and Ben Schott. They have a tabular estimate of the 2008 presidential hopefuls, and it's kind of designed as a bit of humor, making light of the candidates and so forth. But under the matter of Ron Paul, the effect they describe of Ron Paul, they describe him as a cult leader. Now, of course, under Hillary Clinton, they say every knee must bow. They say Chris Dodd is hopelessly senatorial. They say Mike Huckabee is refreshingly normal. But they say Ron Paul is a cult leader. And the reason why they say that, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why they say Ron Paul is a cult leader, this is my interpretation of what they say, is because they don't like, they, I don't mean these particular writers, but I mean the establishment in general, the rulers, the powers that be, they don't like people with ideas. They don't like people who are consistent and honest in their opinions, because people like that are dangerous. That's why it was no surprise, in a sense, when we discovered that the Anti-Defamation League was not just keeping secret intelligence files on so-called right-wingers, but they were also keeping files and spying on left-wingers. The powers that be in this country want to decide what you should think, when you should think it, how you should think it, and how you should say it, etc., etc. And so anybody like Ron Paul and people who like Ron Paul, people who follow Ron Paul, they consider that a cult. And, you know, that's the amazing thing, that it comes from these two writers, Ben Schott and David Brooks, because they come from a tradition in which cultism runs rampant. The cult of Zionism, the cult of communism, the cult of the Holocaust. The Holocaust has become a cult. Both a cult, a space C-U-L-T, and occult, O-C-C-U-L-T. The Holocaust is built on an altar, folks, of what they perceive to be the bones of 6 million dead people. It's a cult of death, as some of its critics have called it. So believe me when I say that nobody of any persuasion, particularly Jewish writers like Schott and Brooks, nobody of any persuasion like that should be there to call Ron Paul and his followers members of a cult, especially when we have this cult madness running rampant within the ranks of the American establishment. When you find that this obsession with the Holocaust and obsession with Israel seems to be among the guiding lines behind the philosophy of the people who are ruling America, the people who reign supreme, the people who decide what's appropriate and what's not, the people who are driving us towards a war with Iran. And as we pointed out last night, Washington Jewish Week said it was the Jews who are pressuring for a war and sanctions against Iran. Not my words, theirs, ladies and gentlemen, Jews. Washington Jewish Week speaking. Well, more when we come back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I still have some things I want to rant about, and the callers are lining up here. They're very patient callers. Before we went to the break, I was talking about the push for war by those whom the Washington Jewish Week referred to as Jews, their words, not mine. And, you know, if anything illustrates the futility of war, the horror of war, it's something that I came across today. There's a new novel about the Civil War, about, well, it's a takeoff, a sequel more or less to the famous Gone with the Wind. A Southern writer named Donald McCaig has written a book about a novel about Rhett Butler. Well, in any case, I was reading a review of it, and in the course of this review, he mentions Mr. McCaig mentions a historical fact, what he describes as a simple statistic, and this relates to war, ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons why I'm so steadfast against war. He says, "The biggest expenditure of the Alabama legislature the first year after the war," that's the Civil War, "was for wooden legs." That's how bad it was. That's how bad the Civil War was, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest expenditure of the Alabama legislature the first year after the war was for wooden legs. Well, we've gotten a little fancier than wooden legs these days, and we were treated to a picture of two human beings turned robots with mechanical legs running on the White House lawn with that rotten little man that got them into the position that they are in today. These guys were proud to be running there beside the president, and I'm glad they're proud to be running beside the president, but I think they should have put those mechanical legs to some real use and acted like $6 million men in dealing with that little man they were running with. Well, the Transportation Security Administration and the General Accounting Office are having a fight, ladies and gentlemen, and this fight, guess what? It goes back to our favorite subject, Jewish power in America, believe it or not. The General Accounting Office says that allowing carry-on luggage aboard U.S. airliners poses an ongoing risk of terrorist attacks. They've conducted all these experiments that show that evil terrorists, presumably Muslims, will be able to somehow carry on evil things to cause evil things to happen on airplanes. Well, in the meantime, then, Safety Administration, I guess, TSA, whatever it is, it's a government agency, TSA. They are having a little argument with the GAO about that. Well, the point is, folks, it looks like they're getting ready to try to take away even the right to take carry-on luggage on a plane. Why don't they just strap us in? Why don't they just let us on the planes, put us in handcuffs and leg irons, and then fly us to where we have to go? That's where we are in this country today with all this insane so-called homeland security. Well, I don't want to call it that nasty word you're not allowed to use on the air, at least shouldn't be used on the air, but it's a bunch of you-know-what, ladies and gentlemen. And why do we have all this insane security stuff, folks? Because of the 911 attacks, folks. And either way you cut it, the 911 attacks are a direct consequence of U.S. policy in the Middle East. They relate back to that uncomfortable topic that many patriots don't want to talk about, and that's Jewish power in America. If you think that the 911 terrorist attacks were carried out by the Israelis, then again, as I do, that they were orchestrated by Israel, then, of course, it's an immediate red carpet to be able to blame the Israelis and their supporters in the United States for these so-called security measures. But if you buy the official government line, or I should say the official government lie of what happened on 9/11, that evil Muslim terrorists did it, as so many, many otherwise intelligent Americans do, then you have a problem there, folks, because you can't get away from the fact that according to the official story, even though they like to downplay this part of it, according to the official story, these evil Muslims are mad at the United States, among other things, because of the fact that the United States is so close to Israel. So you see, yes, the subject of Israel and Jewish power in the United States relates even to the question of whether or not we're going to be able to carry on luggage on the airplanes anymore. I'm telling you folks, you know, I've been working for a long, long time to try to bring the Jewish people and the state of Israel into the community of mankind, but when I go through security in the airports and see all these insane security measures all over Washington, D.C. and everywhere else, I find myself saying, those darn Jews. I have to be honest with you. I'm being honest, publicly honest. I have been known to say those darn Jews. Not too loud, of course, because if you say those darn Jews in the airport, they'll think you're a Muslim terrorist. So I don't say it out loud, but I think it. Well, here's another funny one. There's an Islamic Saudi academy in Northern Virginia. It's an Islamic school. And a federal commission here in the United States, which is called the Commission on International Religious Freedom, is demanding that the State Department pressure that this school be shut down. It's a school on American soil, evidently, but this international commission is trying to get the school shut down. The reason why they want the school shut down, folks, here's the bottom line of it. They're saying that the some of the materials in the school are perceived to be anti-Jewish and anti-Christian, and against Shiites also, by the way, and polytheists. Well, folks, my God, how many schools on American soil today run by Jewish religious organizations are preaching the hate and the garbage, the vile bile of the Jewish Talmud? Now, thank God most American Jews, when confronted with the Talmud, or I should hope they would be, most Jews, when confronted with the filth from the Talmud, vile filth, that I couldn't even repeat on this program. I mean, it's the kind of stuff you hear coming out of the mouth of Eric Hofschmidt and in his emails, bizarre things. This stuff that's taught in the Talmud in schools on American soil is vile. It is filled with hatred. It's disgusting. It borders on being pornographic. Professor Schaefer, a Jewish professor of Jewish studies at Princeton University, has written a book, Jesus in the Talmud, that talks about the vile filth and hatred in the Talmud. Yet it's being taught on American soil, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe there are even some charter schools which are affiliated with the government that teach these kind of things. These local schools that are connected to local governments. Folks, what hypocrisy we have here. What hypocrisy we have here. You know, if we had an honest government, they would investigate all these schools that are teaching, these religious schools that are teaching the filth of the anti-Christian hatred of the Talmud. And those schools would be shut down. Yeah, let's be honest here, folks. Let's be honest here. Well, you know, I could go on. But, you know, we have quite a few callers here, and I'm going to just go to them right now. Go to Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Well, not too good, because last night when you were on your diatribe about perky Katie Couric, you neglected to mention that she was married to a Jew named Goldman, who was a regular on CNN and Court TV, and you neglected to mention that.
You mentioned her Jewish mother, but you didn't
bother to bring that up.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that. Who was she married to? You say his name was Goldman.
He died of cancer about four years ago.
I do remember, yeah.
And she was married to him, and they had a big thing on TV at the time about how horrible it was, that he was only like 47 or something like that.
I do remember that now. Yeah, as I said last night, I actually, she and I have some mutual friends, but I don't know her personally, and I've never followed her careers, as I say, I don't really pay too much attention to the broadcast media because, well, we know what it is, and it's not worth following. But I'm not surprised to hear it. I mean, the whole broadcast media, the fancy way of saying it is that those people who do talk about the media being dominated by anybody, they will call it the big corporations, or they'll call it the media elite, but they don't want to get into those funny little details like we've talked about here in this program that kind of give it an ethnic slant. I mean, like,
right.
I always like to point out, I mentioned it here the other night, the famous film Network, written by Paddy Chayefsky,
I wonder what ethnicity Paddy Chayefsky was.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't know myself unless I just know that he had some really nasty things to say about Vanessa Redgrave, the actress who made some public criticisms of Israel, and Paddy Chayefsky had some nasty things to say about her. So my suspicion is he might be Jewish, but he's the guy who put out this idea in the movie Network that perhaps the Arabs could take over an American network, and that's what upset the key figure in the movie, Howard Beale. Well, the Arabs have never taken over any network in the United States. In fact, you know, they'd be lucky if they could buy even a part of a network. I guess they did buy a part of Rupert Murdoch's network, but you know, the funny thing there is This is what the Arabs, this is how the Arabs have continually shot themselves in the foot over the years. They have tried to make nicey-nice and kiss up to the ruling powers in America, thinking that somehow, some way, that's going to give them an edge. But you know what? Every time they turn around, they get kicked in strategic places.
Mike,
so, you know, it's a losing proposition, Jim.
Mike, you were talking earlier about the fact that the demonization of Adolf Hitler, and he never did anything right, and he was the personification of evil. All it amounts to is a slick, it's not really very slick for anybody that can think, but when you're less than 6 years old, the parents tell you about the boogeyman. When you're more than 6 years old, it's Adolf Hitler. That's the way the system works,
Mike. You know, Jim, what amazes me about so many otherwise intelligent patriots and other people is that they will be the first to tell you that you cannot trust the mass broadcast media. And I'm just focusing on the broadcast media here now. Well, now let's just say the media in general. These patriots and other people who may not be patriots will say that you can't trust the media, that if the media tells you something, it's bound to be a lie, or it's bound to have some sort of twist or some sort of bias. And yet, when it comes to the subject of Adolf Hitler, they buy the media line lock, stock, and barrel. Now, why is it, if these people are correct in their assessment, why is it that the media lies about everything but Adolf Hitler? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and more interesting than that, at the conference out there, the fellow we both know, I won't mention his name, but he's from Pennsylvania, he made an innocuous remark to a woman that was there, and you know who she is, that she had perfect Aryan features, okay? That's all he said, which is a compliment. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know what she called him immediately?
What?
A Nazi. And this fellow will know who I'm talking about because I could not believe this. These are people that are out there at the conference that supposedly know what's going on, and he made a remark that in anybody's estimation would be a hell of a compliment. That's like telling someone from Italy, you know, you look exactly like Sophia Loren, and the first thing out of her mouth was, you're a Nazi.
That's a good... Well, this is what it's come down to.
This is what brainwashing comes down to.
Yeah,
brainwashing. People cannot think on their own. It's an automatic response, you know, like boogeyman in the closet. Automatic. Oh my! Close the closet door. It's been brainwashed into them. Or even good, rightfully thinking people, an automatic response, a knee-jerk response, I guess it should be described as, is, oh, I can't say, I got to say, if somebody said something that Adolf Hitler might have said, you know, like the Volkswagen wasn't too bad a little car, Adolf Hitler helped design the Volkswagen. They go berserk.
Yes, yeah, I mean, what can I tell you, Jim? Well, listen, Jim, I got to move on here.
Okay.
Always like talking at you.
Okay, you let me have my diatribe, so that's good.
Right. Have a good evening, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
See you next week. All right, we have George from Illinois. George, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking the call.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I was enjoying you talking about Hitler, and in fact, we can get back on that for a second. I had just seen a very interesting interview with John Calaway was interviewing Norman Mailer when he was still alive.
Okay.
Right after he had finished his book, Castle in the Forest, a book, it was kind of a novelized perspective of Hitler's youth. It was kind of Hitler on the couch.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
He was analyzing what are the driving forces which shaped Hitler's life and what propelled him to the actions he made in his future. And Calaway asked a very interesting question. He said, tell me about your research and kind of how you got at the core of his activities when he was a youth, which really, you know, it really impacts us, you know, when we're in our, you know, adolescent years, and the changes, it really kind of sets a course. And what Mailer said is amazing, actually pretty stunning. He said there wasn't much documentary evidence, and so I decided to fill in the gaps. can you imagine that? This voice, this icon, Norman Mailer,
yeah,
whose work, I've read many of his books, Naked and the Dead, Armies of the Night, you know, classics. They're actually very good. but some of them, not so much.
Well, that's very, you know, that's very interesting, though. He said he just filled in the gaps.
Now, not only that, but he just, he was very nonchalant, very cavalier about it. Like, whatever.
Well,
which,
you know,
to me is amazing.
That's very interesting, and, you know, it's kind of irritating to me because, you know, here's this guy who's this international best-selling author who's made millions.
Exactly.
And here I am. My books have sold well, but I haven't made any money at all, and no one ever hears about them except people in the so-called Patriot Movement. And I put so much care into the facts and trying to weave together, you know, taking fact situations and I try not to express any opinions if they're not called for. And here's a guy, he just says, well, I just filled in the gaps.
Right. I mean, I've read your books. You are meticulous. You sort
it. Yes, I am. And that's why when I hear a story like this, it really pisses me off.
Exactly. You should be pissed. I am, too.
George, hang on, if you would, for the break.
Sure.
All right. This is Michael Collins Piper speaking French here. Forgive me, folks, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have George from Illinois aboard here. George was talking about how famed writer Norman Mailer, who just died, decided to just arbitrarily fill in the gaps when he couldn't bring in some facts about Hitler, when he wrote a novel about Hitler's life. George, that's kind of interesting because there was a movie on, I believe, CBS a few years ago that was a movie about Hitler's early years, And the movie actually opens up with Hitler kicking a cute little dog. Now, the fact is, if anyone cares about the facts, this little dog in particular actually did exist. This little dog, because of its actions, actually saved Adolf Hitler's life by leading him out of a tent that was soon hit by a missile. But in any case, Adolf Hitler absolutely loved that dog. And Adolf Hitler, in fact, was a dog lover, and I hate to tell people this, dogs loved Adolf Hitler. In fact, I recall reading a story where there was this one dog, a dog that bit people, as in the title of one of my favorite James Thurber stories. Well, there was a dog that was known to bite people, but it absolutely fell in love with Adolf Hitler. So say what you will about Hitler. Number one, dogs loved him. He loved dogs, number two. And number three, Adolf Hitler would not kick a dog.
Exactly. And I find that's the same from what I found. Many of the qualities that Mailer has attributed to him,
yeah,
not only are just filling in the gaps because he didn't have the knowledge to know, but they're the opposite of real characteristics.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean,
I find that interesting. One thing I wanted to mention, just to expand on it, is Mailer had mentioned Calloway wanted to kind of get a little statement as to, you know, what was the overriding idea, concept in the book. And what Mailer said is that Hitler was really driven to do one thing. He was kind of tasked by Satan to take on a kind of a colossal project. The problem with that is he left out so much. And he didn't do his reading. Mailer didn't do his homework. He didn't read any of the books by Anthony Sutton. I mean, he had an opportunity. All these books had been written. He left out so much cogent, important, key research. So his conclusions, even though it was a fictionalized book and he gave the protagonist a different name, Dieter, and so on, you know, it was a story. But it really represented the life of Hitler.
Oh, absolutely. And see, that's what's, you know, some things like that, you know, that are quote-unquote fiction or docudramas, whatever, in literature, they actually have more of an impact on popular perception than, you know, than fact-filled books like John Tolan's biographies of Adolf Hitler. I mean, I guarantee you that little-watched CBS drama that they had a few years ago about Hitler probably reached a bigger audience than any of the work of John Tolan, who was a Pulitzer Prize-winning American historian who actually dared to say that Adolf Hitler actually bore some semblance to being a human being. So that's what we're up against, George, you know, with the mass media, not only in the news and in Hollywood, but even in published literature like you're talking about. So, yeah. Tough road to hoe.
Exactly.
Tough road to hoe.
Just wanted to add that little comment.
Yeah, I appreciate it, George.
Thanks.
All right, well, that's it for the evening, folks. We are running out of time here. Sorry we couldn't get to the other callers, and one of them appears to be Jack from Canada, our Polish friend who called in the other night, but if Jack wants to call in Monday night, he's more than welcome to do so. Well, we are wrapping it up for the evening here, folks. I hope you'll stay tuned to Rick Adams, and I hope you all have a good weekend, a good restful weekend. That's what I'm looking forward to. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Thanks to the good folks at RBN for making this hour possible. And thanks to you who do dare to listen in, because you can handle the truth, which many, as you know, cannot. All right, have a good weekend.